Hello, everybody. This is Eddie Sprouse, and welcome to Your Way Home. It's been a little while since I've done a show. Some of you may or may not have known that I've been out of town the last 3 weeks or so. Went on an epic motorcycle trip across the country. Went out to Yellowstone National Park and went with a few friends of mine and just saw this beautiful land of ours on two wheels. So I'm back now, and I'm glad to be back in the studio and doing this show again. And so let's get started. So today's topic is going to be mortgages in an uncertain market. And unless you've had your head in the sand, you know that we are facing some very tough times in our country. Since March, we've been dealing with the impact of the coronavirus, and honestly, I thought we would be well beyond that by this time. But as you know, the impact of this has not really gone away. It does seem that instead of getting better, that we are under tighter and tighter restrictions as those in power are trying to find a way to deal with and combat the coronavirus. As if that wasn't bad enough, we seem to be seeing some of the worst social unrest that we have seen in more than a decade. Entire cities are under attack by those hell-bent on destroying lives and businesses as a way of working through their anger and frustration. Not only that, we are dealing with those things, but we're in an election year. And there's no way to know how the results of the upcoming election will change things, either for the good or for the bad. But the good news is that for most of us in Western North Carolina, and actually the country as a whole, we've not been impacted too terribly bad by these things, at least not yet. And that's one of the things that I saw in my trip out west, was just how well communities are doing, how they're pulling together and helping each other out through these times. And, you know, what we see on the news media so often is there to gain our attention, keep us tuned into the television. So they give us the most upsetting and viral news they can to keep us all stirred up. And of course, we know what that's about, right? It's ad revenue. If they can keep you tuned into their channel and watching their TV programs, the 24-hour news channels are reaping the rewards of all that. So fortunately, the rest of the world, the rest of the country has continued on, not business as usual, but things have gotten back to some level of normal, at least from a financial and financing perspective. Rates are still very low, and some of the financing options that went away during the early days of the market volatility that happened just shortly after COVID-19 hit our shores have come back and come back strong. There are still a few segments of financing. They're not quite as good as they were prior to COVID hitting. One of those is new construction. It is pretty tough right now to find someone to do a construction loan for you. I do expect that to improve. I hope that improves, because we have clientele out there that want to build a house instead of buying something that exists. And there's a real need for new housing out there. If you go out and look at the market, you can see that there's still a limited selection of houses. It is still, for the most part, a seller's market out there. So the inventory numbers are still low. The number of people interested in buying are still high. So that creates a seller's market. But hopefully we'll see the construction segment come back. And that would be a very positive thing for our country and for us locally. That would mark, I think, a pretty full recovery if we start seeing construction loans come back. Today, refinancing has dominated most lenders' portfolios. So because rates are so low, everyone and their brother is trying to refinance these days. And who can blame them? I mean, for many people, they've not seen rates this low in their lifetime. So everyone's trying to get in on that, and I completely understand that. Rates for refinancing are very good, even though Fannie Mae made a decision about 2 weeks ago to add some points to the refinancing market. So the interest rate or the cost of the interest rates did go up just a little bit. But again, it's still a strong market out there for refinancing. And because there's so many people trying to refinance, it is clogging up most lenders' systems. Their portfolios are full of people trying to refinance. And when I say clogging up the system, it's not just the extra work that is coming in that the lenders are having to carry in underwriting and all those things and the lending process, but also with people who do appraisals. And one of the problems we have in our area, and when I say our area, I mean Western North Carolina as a whole, is we don't have enough appraisers out there to handle this workload. So one of the things I've been running into is appraisals taking a little longer than normal. They're not quite twice than the length that it used to be to do an appraisal, but it's getting there. And the price of appraisals have gone up. It's, you know, appraisers are like anybody else. It's a seller's market, right? There's high demand, and there's not that many appraisers out there doing the job. So the cost of getting an appraisal has gone up some, particularly if you need a rush on the appraisal, because these appraisers are so busy, the rush fees are pretty expensive. So that's something to keep in mind if you're thinking about refinancing, is just give your lender some time. First of all, it's going to take a few days for them to get an appraiser to accept the appraisal assignment. And then it's going to be up to the appraiser basically what the time frame is going to be. And if you're not happy with that time frame, just know that if you want to pay a rush fee, you're going to be paying quite a bit more than usual for an appraisal. And so that's one particular challenge that a lot of lenders are facing because so many people are trying to refinance. But rest assured, most lenders like us are dedicated to the purchase money market. So what that means is if you want to buy a home, your loan will be put before any refinance transaction. Purchases are the lifeblood for many lenders like us. We can't afford to delay closings because there are so many refinance transactions in our pipeline. So we've made the decision to make purchase money transactions a priority. So what does that mean as far as time frames involved in getting a home, buying a new home? It's still pretty much what it was. So it's you're looking at from the day you go under contract on a house to the day of closing, you're looking at about 30 days from the day of contract to the day of closing. And that's good news. I mean, that's a normal time frame that sellers should be happy with. Buyers should be happy with that as well. You still have the ability to ask for a rush transaction. But again, even on a purchase transaction, you're going to be looking at higher appraisal fees if you try to rush your loan through. But just know that if you're buying a house, that's going to be the priority. And that's mainly because there is no quote-unquote time frame for a refinance to take place. There's no deadline like there is in a purchase. So when you go under contract with someone, you make a promise that you're going to try to close that transaction within a certain number of days. And your realtor is going to help you with that. Your realtor is going to help you negotiate what that closing date should be, whether it's 30 days or 45 days or 20 days. Whatever they feel like is the most appropriate time frame for your particular transaction. Sometimes when you're looking at a house, that is something that a lot of people are interested in, so it might be a home that might go into a multiple offer situation, then to up the ante, sometimes realtors are going to suggest a shorter closing time frame. Just be aware that if it gets under 30 days, that you could run into some problems simply because the process just takes the time the process takes. Even with a rush, it's going to be tough to get it under 30 days these days. So you want to talk to your lender about all this as well and kind of see if that rush is something that's going to happen. The good news is in North Carolina, whatever date you put on that contract, you automatically get a 14-day grace period. So if you can't close by that day you put on the contract, as long as everyone is working toward getting that loan closed, you have a 14-day grace period before you're in breach of contract. So you do have sort of a built-in safety net there. Just don't put yourself in a position where you've put lots of money down for your earnest money or your due diligence that, you know, well, the earnest money in particular, because due diligence goes to the seller right away. That's theirs no matter what happens, right? But if you put a lot of money in on your earnest money deposit and you're not able to close that loan on time and you're in breach of contract, you're in danger of losing that money. So you do need to make sure that you're talking to your lender. You need to make sure that your lender, yourself, and your realtor are all talking about these things prior to going under contract. And I want to say again, I want to drive this point home, and any realtor worth their salt is going to tell you the exact same thing I'm getting ready to say. You don't want to go out and look for a home. You don't want to go out and put in an offer unless you either have cash on hand that you can use to close that transaction, or you have a pre-approval letter from your lender saying that they can do this loan for you. You don't want to put the cart before the horse. I know everybody's eager to get out and start looking at homes right away. You know, you're excited. This is a big time for you and your family. You're looking to go out and get into a new house. But if you decide to go under contract and you're not pre-approved, any money you've put into that contract could be at risk. So do yourself a favor. Make sure you have a conversation with a lender that you trust. Get a pre-approval before you start even looking at the very first house. And make sure your lender and your realtor are talking to each other, you know, and communicating about time frames and things like that. It's going to be really important to you. So, again, it's a good time. Even with all the stuff going on in our country, it's a good time to be buying a house. It's a good time to be refinancing because rates are really good for both of those kind of transactions. Just know that the time frame may be a little longer than what you might be used to. And also, I just want to say thank you to my listeners for tuning in. That's going to end today's session. And I appreciate everyone listening to this program. I would love to hear your feedback. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can call or text or email me. My number for calls and text is 828-412-0086. And if you want to email me, my email address is Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, at lendingpathmortgage.com. If you Google me, you're going to find, if you Google mortgage lenders in our area, you're going to find my Lending Path Mortgage will be one of the top results you'll see on there. Also, tune in to the podcast. I haven't updated that in a while, but this program will be going up there today. So you'll be able to go back and listen to it again and listen to past broadcasts. It's under the same name, Your Way Home, and it can be found on most podcast platforms. Also, check out our social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the name Your Way Home. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you again in a couple weeks.